I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, in the Battle of Guam in World War II, Marines used working dogs as messengers, scouts, and sentries. Kurt, a Doberman, was the first of 25 dogs that lost their lives during that battle. In the 1980s, the veterinarian who had served as commander of the War Dog Platoon returned to Guam to establish the National War Dog Cemetery on the island, including a monument in honor of the animals who lost their lives liberating Guam. The sculpture, named Always Faithful, depicts Kurt the Doberman. Another casting of the monument can be found at the Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine in Auburn, Alabama. Military dogs, also called war dogs, have fought beside American soldiers in every major conflict since the Revolutionary War, but they were not officially recognized until World War II. One of the most famous was Stubby, a pit bull who started life as a stray. During World War I, a soldier smuggled him into battle, where the dog used his sensitive nose to save the company from a gas attack. Sergeant Stubby, as he became known, fought in several campaigns, alerting the troops when enemies were near, locating wounded soldiers on the battlefield, and being wounded twice. He became the most decorated war dog in history, and you can still view his remains at the Smithsonian. You may remember Rin Tin Tin, the famous German shepherd from the movies. Originally, he was a German war dog. An American soldier rescued him from the battlefield and brought him back to America, where he became a cinema star. There are about 2,500 military dogs or war dogs in service today. They may work for 8 or 9 years before retiring and often put their expertise to work in law enforcement after that. Many are adopted by their former handlers. This weekend, as we celebrate Memorial Day and honor those who died while serving in our country's armed forces, pause for a moment and remember the four-legged heroes who have given their lives to help keep their fellow human soldiers and all of us safe when we're speaking of pets.